Good evening. It's the Phil Henry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the Pacific Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're grateful that you are with us. And we are rebooting reinvigorating here every night from the El Pacifico News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about. We got Don Berman with us, and we're going to talk with Don. This is our second time this week, and he's very, very grateful, and we're very happy to have Don. This is the second time this week, though, we are talking with Don, and this is concerning, this time at least, concerning this hostage situation that took place in Georgia. Yesterday, we were, last night, I should say, it was at a function for animators, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this on the air, Don, but you've got the particulars. The reason why we have Don Berman with us is because he was involved in something like this himself as a young reporter, and we want to get into that. Don, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Phil, and thank you. I'm very appreciative of the invite of your program here for the second time this evening. Second time this week, I mean.
And Antoinette Huff, the hero of the hour, a woman that stayed with this guy, talked to him, calmed him down, somehow was able to maintain enough composure whereby she made a human connection. I mean, time and again we hear of these stories, don't we?
Well, I think that that is key, and it is key because when you're dealing with an individual, Phil, who is taken hostages, who's taken a step that is so desperate that they have decided that this is the only way they can deal with their life's problems, you know that that person is in some manner looking for some human connection. It happened to me. I was in that situation. And as a reporter, of course, I was, at that time, I was a street reporter for Channel 19. I'd not yet moved into the ranks of an anchor position. And I was torn because, on the one hand, I saw this as a career enhancement. If you get a story like this, on the other hand, there was an opportunity. Things could go very, very wrong. Or a chance, I should say.
Tell us about what happened in your case.
Well, this was a middle school out in the Inland Empire of Southern California, what we call the Inland Empire, Phil. This is the San Bernardino Riverside area. It is due east of Los Angeles County, and that comprises a couple of counties, which is Riverside and San Bernardino counties, as well as perhaps maybe the northern portions, a bit of Imperial County. And there was a hostage situation involving a young man who was in one of the classrooms. I will tell you that at the time, and I want to give you this very, very slowly, you know, because there's going to be some misunderstanding. I was at that school, and I had a niece at that school, and I had my a problem with the school. Let me just tell you that. I was on site myself when this hostage situation took place.
Now, you had a problem with the school?
Yes, I did. Because my niece was involved in special students or I don't know what the program was called then. I don't even know what they call it now, and I should. I'm a newsman. But it has to do with students that are special and mentally...
I understand. Developmentally disabled.
Yeah, well, a lot of people will say the short bus, and
I understand what you're saying. Was your niece...
No, my niece was not special, and I would say to them, my niece is not special in that sense. My niece is very special to me, but I don't think she's developmentally disabled. He said, well, Mr. Berman, we disagree. We think she is. I said, well, you may disagree, but then I disagree with you. You're not going to put my niece... And so this went back and forth. Now, the hostage situation transpired on this campus, and I was there to report it, and I had to be very, very careful. I will tell you, I know everything that went through Antoinette Huff's mind, and I know everything that poor woman was experiencing.
Are you giving me the story here about your niece to give some background as to what the problem was that the actual hostage taker had?
I'm giving you the background because these are the issues that oftentimes arise. Not that they are a legitimate reason to take hostages. God knows that there is no legitimate reason for that kind of criminal act to take place. None at all. But we do look for catalysts. We do, and who knows? Phil, as we know more and more about mental illness, we realize these are triggers, but calling the trigger the reason is like saying it is the trigger that killed the person and not the bullet. The bullet is what killed the person. the trigger is simply the trigger, and you can put a different trigger, a different caliber weapon, a different size weapon, different rifling, all kinds of different things, but you still have a projectile that's going to kill someone.
I understand, and that's well said.
So I think that's what we need to understand. The trigger is no more the killer of the individual than the caliber of the bullet, saying, well, it was a 35 millimeter or 45 or something like that. So whatever triggers it, but this was the background on this one.
And you were on site reporting for Channel 19. Now, was there an individual, and I'm led to believe, Don, that you were that individual who was able to talk to the shooter?
Well, this is where the stories diverge a bit, but at the same time are very, very similar. Yes, I was. This was a very, very explosive situation, Phil, and if you're ever a reporter in a situation like this, you fear for your safety, you fear for your life. You are recognizing that, yes, I've got a job to do for my television station, I've got a job to do for my viewers, but my goodness, there are lives at stake here. I don't want to make any false move, and I don't want to do anything in the interest of seeking greater glory for myself as a reporter that's going to endanger lives. And that was in my mind as these events began to transpire.
We're talking to Don Berman from Channel 19 News on the Phil Hendry Show as he's discussing his experience with a hostage taker at a middle school in the Inland Empire here in Southern California. This was out. What was the town?
It was the city of Rialto.
And, all right, Rialto.
Yeah, it was. Well, we're talking now well on to 16, 17 years ago, Phil.
Don is, okay, so we got a little perspective there as to the time. It was in the 90s.
That is correct.
And, of course, the 90s was a time when we were not as familiar with these things as we are now. We've had since Columbine. We've had the horrible incidences, the horrible events of Mississippi and Oregon, and God knows ever since then it's become almost, I hate to say it, but you know these bits of news we just we glance at and we just keep going for the comics or the weather or the sports page because they become so commonplace. Don Berman with us here. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Talking about the hostage situation in Georgia, Antoinette Huff and the brilliant and gutsy work that this woman did, a member of the school staff who was there. Talking to this man, calming him down, saving lives, really. And Don Berman and the experience that he had that was similar. Don, I know you're about to launch into your story, so I'm going to take a break here. And then on the other side, we'll get to the nuts and bolts of it.
That would be fine, Phil.
Don Berman with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I want to mention that our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, is our backstage pass site. That's where our people who listen to the show on a regular basis, people who are fans of the show on a regular basis, could go and meet and listen and take advantage of the archives that we have. We have put on an Excel document some 10,000 shows. Where am I getting this 5,000 hours, man? We've got 10,000, at least 10,000 entries for our show log. So I'm going to, somehow we'll do the math and figure out exactly how many hours does that come out to, man, because that is enormous, and that is exactly what we're working on right now, finishing out our show logs for the Phil Hendry Show website. It's worth it. Get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. All right, we're going to be back here with Don Berman on the line from Channel 19 News in Hollywood here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, 855-500-7445. Welcome back here this Friday night on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com with Don Berman from Channel 19 News, one of our longtime contributors. Don joining us from Channel 19 to talk about this hostage situation that transpired in Georgia and what your own experience has been with similar situations, Don. Our number is 855-500-7445. So tell me, as we sort of track in a parallel way the events in Georgia the other day, of what happened to you. You're at this middle school. You're there for a niece that you were a guardian of, correct?
Yes, that is correct, my niece Terry, and I was there talking to the administration about her being placed in this special ed program.
Okay.
And so the hostage situation took place, and I was in a very precarious position because you don't want to do anything that is going to that's going to make things worse. There I was, a reporter, and I identify very, very strongly with Antoinette Huff. Now, I want to make something very clear. I do not for a moment consider myself to be this woman's equal at all. What she did was above and beyond the call of duty. I would say that we were in similar situations, but she was, I think she acquitted herself brilliantly, and no way would I ever say that I'm Antoinette Huff's equal. I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm just saying that the situations were similar.
Okay, very, very well said.
So as this transpired, I knew that in my own small way, I would have to be somebody's hero. You know, you don't want to be. You don't ask to be, but you know you're going to be someone's hero, and that was my decision. And I got on the horn to Channel 19 and told them that that I was, you know, that I had done this. So one of the things you have to understand, Phil, I was the one that took the hostages. So it puts you in a position.
Well, hold on. You were the one that did what?
I was the one. I was the hostage taker, as well as the individual who was reporting on it. So it puts you in a position that is very. It's first of all, it's unusual.
Well, yeah, it's unusual. You're the hostage taker. So you were reporting on. First of all, I have to ask you. Well, I'm confused.
Well, let me just finish. Yes, you're right. I was, and it is a confusing state of affairs. But it is no different from what Antoinette Huff was going through, Phil, and I've got to be very clear with you. It's no different. I was in a situation that was life and death. I was very tempted to take a life, and I knew that I had to talk to myself about that and talk myself down from that. Because, and there are people who will say...
Well, let me ask you a question here, Don, before we go any further. You took hostages. You're also a reporter. You say it was dangerous.
Well, let me tell you how it was dangerous.
I don't see how this is anything other than a very, you know, a psychotic event.
Well, let me tell you, hold on. Let me, before you start, you know, insulting me...
Well, I'm not trying to insult you.
Well, I let me just tell you that there's the threat of suicide. There's the threat of suicide. So if you say that there was no threat against me, yes, there was. In my own way, and that's what suicide is, I was threatening myself. So I had taken these hostages. I knew it was a very precarious situation because I might kill myself, if not kill others.
I got to ask you a question.
Phil, I would be happy to answer all your questions if you'll just let me get out what I need to say.
Go ahead.
So I got on the horn with Channel 19, and I told them that we have a hostage situation here at the middle school. I said that I'm on site. I am on site. I said, kill all programming, whatever you've got to do, whoever you've got to do, and that's kind of, you know, shorthand. It's crude, but it's newsroom shorthand. I said, whoever you've got to do in whatever state of undress you have to do it in, and forgive the language, but again, this is all shorthand that we use in the news business. I said, you know, get out the butter and get out the, I said, get out the lube and let's lube it up and let's...
This is the way you guys are talking. I understand if you could maybe clean it up a little bit.
I'm sorry, Phil, but we use that shorthand in the television news business. So I said, let's get some lube out and everyone was on it and immediately cut to me. And I said to them, you're going to have to get off of me. And I said, we've got a hostage situation here. Let's go to a break, please. We need to go to... And that's when I got on the horn with our news director, Sandy Grimsby, and I said, I am holding people hostage here myself. And he said to me, that's... He reacted the way you did, and I said, it's very bizarre. It's very unusual. It's dangerous. He said, well, take care of yourself. And that's why I have to tell you, Sandy got it. Now, I can tell you're not really a newsman, Phil. You're an entertainer, I understand that. But Sandy got it, and you don't seem to get it.
Well, what, when he said take care of yourself, what's that supposed to mean?
He understands that I was under the threat. I could die. I could be shot. See what I'm saying? In other words, you have an individual there.
But the individual was you, Don, is all I'm saying.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
All right, Don Berman is with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. The hostage situation in Georgia the other day was one of great peril, great risk, and one of great heroism, as evidenced by the actions of this young lady, Antoinette Tuff, who was a member of the school staff, talking to this hostage taker. Don Berman joins us from Channel 19 News, and he's remembering a similar situation that he was involved in. But you understand, Don...
I know how unusual this is.
But you understand that you're telling me about a hostage situation, and you were the hostage taker.
What I'm telling you is this. It was a dangerous situation, one that I had to be under... I had to have control of, because I was the only communication between the hostage taker... Yes, I know, I was the one that took the hostages, but... I'm telling you that I can identify with this woman and what she was going through.
You identify with this woman and what she was going through. Do you identify with the hostage taker here?
The guy that took the hostages in Georgia?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, he's, you know...
No, I cannot possibly identify with a man that was much different from me. You don't understand. I had gone to the school because my niece had basically been called by the administration and staff of that school, basically, a mouth breather. I hate to put it that way, but that... And so I was angry. Now, I didn't go to that school because of some, excuse my language, but because of some white trash grievance. I don't know what this guy's problem was.
Well, you're putting yourself in a higher category than him?
No, I don't consider myself better than anyone, Phil, but I'm saying that if one look at the guy, you know he wasn't me. I don't think I'm better than him, but you're...
Well, okay, I will tell you that you're a professional and he may not be, but other than that, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. All right, so continue the story. I just want to say here, though, when an armed man arrived at the McNair Elementary School in Decatur, Georgia, began firing shots, a staff member named Antoinette talked him down. So he arrived, and she talked him down. How is your situation when you're taking the hostages? How's that similar?
I don't see your question again.
Did you see a hostage taker arrive?
I arrived.
Okay, and then you began to talk yourself down?
What you need to do is quit trying to find the joke here, Phil, and listen to what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to find any joke. You said that you were involved with a hostage taker and that your life was in jeopardy.
Just listen to what I'm saying. I decided to take hostages, and I was also a newsman, and I realized that I could be in jeopardy because, hold on, because I can hear you wanting to say something. I was in danger of being shot by the hostage taker, who was me.
Right. Commit suicide.
Whoa, sunshine.
But don't call me sunshine if you don't mind. Well,
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Was I on mic?
Yes, you were. I mean...
Yes, I was. So what I'm saying, Phil, is that sunshine... who was a horse that I had in...
No, we're talking about the hostage.
Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about taking hostages, being at risk of being shot, only in this instance it was me. I took the hostages, I threatened to shoot myself.
And eventually you were taken down by police.
Eventually, yes, I was. I was arrested. The hostage taker was arrested, but also Don Berman was... I'm trying to explain this to you when you're not giving me the opportunity.
All right, Don Berman with us here from Channel 19 News. I got to tell you something. Of all the hostage stories that I hear from time to time, I've never heard one like this.
Well, nobody has, and that's why if people would just give me enough time to tell the story instead of butting in. Yeah.
I don't mean to butt in, Don. Honest, I don't. But I have to ask questions.
Well, you don't mean to butt in, but you do.
I got to ask questions on this one. When you tell me that you were involved in a hostage situation, only you were the hostage taker, that begs a few questions, don't you think?
Yes, it does. And I'm trying to answer those questions. I'm trying to answer those questions for you as best as I can. And the answer to your first question is, how could I possibly be in danger? Because I threatened myself with a gun. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, Don Berman from Channel 19 News. We'll be back with more from him as we discuss this hostage-taking situation he was involved in that he reported on. He talked the hostage-taker down, only it was him that was taking the hostages. That was out in Rialto, California, back in the mid-1990s. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And we'll be back. Don't forget to get a backstage pass. Bobby Dooley's podcast dropped today, her exclusive interview with the great Henry Rollins. Check it out. Famous Phil Henry Show with Don Berman from Channel 19 News on the line with us, and we have a very, I shouldn't say a very special guest, but we have a surprise guest for Don here in a moment. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and Don from Channel 19 News. Don, we have somebody who was with you on that day.
I don't want to talk. Excuse me, Phil. I don't want to talk to any cop.
You know what?
I don't want to talk to any cop. Have you got a cop there?
It's not a cop. No, it is not a cop.
Don, this is Margaret Gray. I'm sorry. I know you don't like hearing from me.
Oh, for God's sake. All I want to do...
Well, Don, there are some very big questions about your story. The fact that you took the hostages yourself, and you're trying to couch this in some kind of normality or normalcy or modernity. Modernity.
Modernity is a word that doesn't even apply.
I beg your pardon?
Modernity doesn't apply. It means something modern.
I'm sorry, but I was suffering.
Now, see, this is what I'm talking about, Henry.
All right, let everybody just calm down, all right? If you do it one more time, Margaret, I'll talk to Frank, and we'll have to do something about your contract. I know that I can't break the deal because you belch, but I'm getting sick and tired of listening to it.
Frank was very clear when he negotiated the deal.
Can I just ask a question?
Look, I want to get control of the show first. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I won't be spoken to like I'm a third grader, especially on the air.
Well, that's how I'm talking to you.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Well, what does that mean, what?
What do you want, Don? I'm trying to get to the story here.
Jesus. Never mind.
What do you want? I'll answer your question.
I wanted to know, does she have it written into her deal that she gets to belch on the air?
That we don't discuss that. All right?
Excuse me, the terms of my contract are confidential.
Oh, well, excuse me. I forgot all about that.
Well, it is true, Don. You ought to know that about contractual issues. Okay, our number is 855-500-7445. What do you got going on there?
Got this guy. Yeah, how you doing? Hey.
You know what? I'm at the end of my rope.
I just want to get some coffee. Yeah, that's what I gather you're doing, Don.
Hey, Joey. He's on the air. I can't.
Every time you come over here and do that, you're disturbing me.
What's that?
Every time you do that, you're disturbing me.
Joey, he's getting angry. Come here. Get the coffee. The guy's getting angry.
You better get that under control.
I'm trying. I got a guy over here, he's getting pissed off, you understand?
Hey.
Yes, sir, Mr. Martin. Phil Henry, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm very, very sorry.
Well, you're doing it all the time with this coffee, and it's driving me crazy. First of all, in terms of audio...
I'm sorry, I just got to get one more cup. I forgot. I got another business associate here.
How many more cups do you need?
That's none of your business. Don't worry about it.
None of my business?
Joey, come here. You want to start carrying the coffee?
No, I'm not carrying your coffee.
Come here, will you? Every time I ask this guy...
What do you got? You got some kind of a retard there carrying coffee?
Hey, watch it with that.
Watch it, will you, Don?
You want me to watch it? This guy's pouring coffee. All right, so... Hey, John, would you do something instead of standing there with your finger in your rear end? How about putting some paper in a coffee machine? All right, Phil.
I didn't mean to upset you.
Well, you've upset me, okay?
Don, you've upset us with this...
Am I talking to you or her?
To me. Margaret, please.
Excuse me for a minute. Hey, Johnny, put some paper in the coffee machine. Not the coffee machine. You don't know the difference between... So, thank you very much, Phil. It's great to be on your show.
All right. Everybody calm down. I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were in the middle of...
I'm in the middle of it every night, man. I got a newscast I got to put out. All right. So, what do you want to know?
Well, Margaret has the question.
Go ahead.
All I want to know is the following. You were arrested because you took hostages.
I was arrested technically because I did technically take a hostage. And all I did was turn around and I locked the door and I said to the woman behind the counter, she was working the reception there in the administration building, and I said, you're going to talk to me, and if you don't, I said, somebody back there in one of those offices is going to, and I said, if they don't, I'll get all the way to the president of the school board. I said, but I'm going to take it out of somebody's rear end if I don't, you know, get to talk. And that's what they thought was a threat of violence.
Well, it is a threat of violence.
Oh, Phil, it was simply a threat of... I wasn't threatening to kill anybody. It's an old saying. I'm going to take it out of your... Did your father ever say that to you?
Yeah, and then he was going to tan my hide.
All right, so I was going to tan somebody's hide. You take a look at some of these old ladies that got working in there. Well,
oh, that, you know something? You've got no respect for yourself. You have no respect for other people.
Why? Because I said an old lady looks like she'd really appreciate it if she got her ass spanked. I have no...
Let's not get into that kind of a discussion, if you don't mind.
I don't mean to say it, but you just went, let's not get this.
It did sound like there's a Tourette thing.
Yeah, there was a Tourette.
You know, Don, I'm going to make this statement, and then we'll see just how ha-ha everything is. I think you belong in a mental institution because of what you did.
Well, guess what? I'm way ahead of you. I spent time in a mental institution because of what I did. I got a clean bill of health. And I was, and actually, it was only a 72-hour hold. You want to know why?
Yeah, I'd sure like to know why.
Because all I did was lock a door and say I'm going to kick someone's ass if I don't. And they arrested me for making a threat. This was before there were the days of terrorist threats. You understand?
So you could say something like that, but it wasn't a terrorist threat.
Yeah, there you go. And so they put me on a 72-hour hold at L.A. County, and they let me out.
Well, what was this whole thing with the hostage situation?
Well, what was this whole thing?
Yeah, I know, Sam. Your voice is all squeaking.
You gotta calm down.
What was the whole thing with the hostage situation?
The whole thing with the hostage situation was that I called up my newsroom.
So, in other words, the police weren't called at all?
The police were eventually called, yes.
How many responding... how many cops were there?
I don't know, maybe one or two black and whites. See, this is what you guys wouldn't let me explain. You're just... You're barreling in. You're bearing in on me. You won't shut up. You won't let me explain. When I said a hostage situation, it was figuratively a hostage situation, and I was figuratively the hostage taker. And yes, figuratively, I could have killed myself.
Did you have a gun?
No, I didn't have a gun.
Then how are you going to kill yourself?
Hello, you can jump off of a... You can do... You know, you can kill yourself any which way.
Yeah, but you're in a school, it's only one story.
I could have climbed on the roof of the building and dove head first.
Well, your arms are going to break your fall.
No, not if I kept them pinned at my side and made a solemn oath to myself. See, you people...
You know, Don, you're talking to us like we're nuts. So you're going to dive off the roof of the school...
Yes, that's high enough. Believe me when I tell you, my friend. If I wanted to kill myself by jumping off the roof of the school, which is only one story high, I'd do it head first with my arms pinned at my side.
And how are you going to do that?
By swearing a blood oath to myself. I swear I won't move my arms. Now, that was the theoretical idea of killing myself. I never did it, and I would never in a million years think of doing it, nor would I ever in a million years think of hurting anyone. Was it a hostage situation? After I'd locked that door, I realized it was.
And so the first thing you did was what? To talk to the school, to...
No, I called the TV station.
Yeah, right there is what I call a very mercenary move. It was very calculated. You scared those people to death, and your whole point was to get publicity for yourself.
No, didn't I say at the very beginning that I did not want that?
You might have said that, but that was not what your actions appeared to have dictated. What your actions show is that you were interested in the publicity. It was the first call you made was your TV station. All right, Don... You know,
the first call I made my TV station, you're using slobber speak there.
Yeah, I'm saying you said no slobber speak.
What is slobber speak?
I told them to tell me if I'm fracturing the English language.
What is slobber speak?
That's what we called it.
call it slobber speak, then you send it to me in a memo.
Slobber speak. So in other words, you're mocking...
No, it was not... Just never mind, you guys. By the way, Don, Antoinette Huff and what she did and the lives she saved and the people that she saved...
Hold on. I'm sorry. You guys are making way too much noise in here. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm on the radio with Phil Hendry, and I want you to keep your big fat mouth shut! Look at that. Do you see that? Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
You're still here talking, don't you?
Not much.
Oh, you asses. Hey, you guys in the back. You guys, yeah. I'm on the... What the hell are you doing? Well, I'm awfully sorry, but... I just told these guys to shut up and...
So, Don, the next time we talk...
Yeah, if there is a next time, because if there's a hostage taking tonight, I would suggest you direct any emergency vehicles to Channel 19. Hey, wait a minute. What kind of a... What are you...
Did you hang up on him?
No.
All right. I've been through this so many times with Don, I doubt seriously if it's anything that's going on.
Yeah, I think he did it for dramatic effect.
Probably.
But I want to have him called during the break anyway. Do you mind?
No, sir, I don't mind at all.
I mean, it is your job. Why am I asking you if you mind?
No.
All right, anyway. World famous Phil Hendry Show here, 855-500-7445. We'll be back to talk with Don Berman a little bit more about this issue. We've got other news to get to tonight. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Phil Hendry Show here at the El Pacifico. Sorry, our broadcast originates on the West Coast here every night from 7 to 10 Pacific, 10 to 1 Eastern Time. And philhendryshow.com, where we stream live video of our show. We have a video cast on Phil TV every night at the aforementioned times. And if you have a backstage pass, you can watch this thing on video. And I say thing because it can at times, I'm told it's pretty scary to watch. Our number is 855-500-7445. We're still, you're making cut. Did you talk to Don?
Yeah, I talked. He's did a phone. So it fell.
I can't hear you, bud.
Get up to the microphone.
He said the phone fell.
The phone fell. This guy had better knock it off with trying to be Mr. Dramatic, you know?
Yeah, I thought he was doing that on purpose, man. He said he wasn't.
No, he's trying to be Mr. Dramatic. Ooh, the phone disconnected. Maybe somebody just got killed or something.
Absolutely irresponsible.
You tell him to knock that crap off, bud. You understand?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hey, Don, you gotta knock the crap off.
Don't do it now. Let me talk to him. Don? No, we're not on the air. No, we're not on the air. Because I want to talk to you about something. Well, I'm on the air, yeah, but you're not. Huh? I'm on the air, but you're not. Because I've got your put. Don't ask me how I'm doing it. I'll talk to you in a second. I got a promo to do. Here, talk to him, will you?
Yeah, Don.
Can you be quiet, man, and let me do what I'm doing?
Just shut. Go in the other room.
The extension cord doesn't stretch.
Put him on hold.
Probably going to hang up.
I don't care if he hangs up. What, is everybody mental? Everybody here is 3 years old or something?
Phil, Don, if you put him on hold, he'll think he's being cut off.
Is everyone here 3 years old? Tell him to hang on. I'll get to him in a minute.
Yeah, gotta hang on. He'll get to you in a minute.
Don't do it on the air while I'm on the air, man.
Why I do it?
Give me the phone.
You're gonna do it?
Give me the... Hey, Don, hang on. We'll be with you in a second. Thank you. There, that's how you do it.
He was doing that.
He was too loud. Don't say that I was too loud, because I get to be too loud. I'm the host of the show.
That's right.
Anyway, welcome back here. Our number is 855. I can't even remember what our number is. 855-500-7445. As a matter of fact, one of the great things, maybe the only great thing that has happened here in the last couple of weeks, is that I actually remember the new phone number, because the last time that we had a new phone number, I didn't, and I was given the old phone number for 6 months. Thank you. All right, so what we have here is Don Berman. He'll be on with us in just a moment. Bobby Dooley the Bobby Dooley podcast has just dropped a new podcast. If you guys are interested, we do a podcast. We do a podcast daily for our website. It's the Classic Podcast. I'm not talking about our show. This is our show, and this is available as a podcast. But we have a classic podcast from our archives. And one of them is a freebie. Every Monday, we have our free classic podcast. And every Friday, we have our Bobby Dooley podcast. Henry Rollins is Bobby's guest this week. People in the past that she's interviewed, Patricia Arquette, Joel McHale, Jay Moore, Kevin Pollak, Craig Bierko, great actor, Sugar Ray Leonard. That was amazing.
Yeah, Sugar Ray, man, he was blown away.
Bobby and Sugar Ray got along great, and so many other, Rick Overton, Jimmy Pardo, it's been some great ones, so check out the Bobby Dooley podcast. It's available at iTunes and SoundCloud and a bunch of other really cool and groovy places. All right, Don, let's get him back here. I want to answer, Don, and I don't want a big fancy thing, and I'm not trying to talk down to you. Why did the phone disconnect?
Because I dropped the phone. I told him.
You weren't trying to create some kind of a dramatic effect.
No, I wasn't trying to create a dramatic effect.
Then why did it come right at the end of my break? Right at the end of my segment, I mean.
Right at the end of your break?
At the end of the segment, Don.
Am I talking to the host or you?
You're talking to me, Don.
All right, then why did I hear her?
Take it easy, Margaret, will you?
You know, Don, so I don't know when and I don't know where, but one of these days, you and I are going to meet up and there won't be any witnesses.
You heard that, Phil.
Come on.
You heard what she just said.
Watch it, will you?
I mean it.
You heard what? Now that's the second time she's uttered a threat.
You're gonna put me in a bad position, Margaret. Just be quiet. I don't appreciate the theatrics, Don. You can take pretend like you're taking hostages. That's up to you.
I didn't pretend like I took a hostage. I told you that I locked the door. I walked in.
You gave me 45 minutes of you in a hostage situation, and it was you, and you were threatening to kill yourself.
Well, these are all things that are... I'll tell you something. In the modern day and age of news gathering, let me just explain something to you, because a newsman is not what you are. And there are very few people that understand the news business. And let's start with you talk show hosts. You guys really give me a royal pain. Boy, I'll tell you. You really do.
Why? Because we're know-it-alls?
There you go. You're know-it-alls. You guys think you're journalists? You're no more a journalist than I am a nuclear physicist, all right? So you guys need to leave this to me. I'm Don Berman. I won the Emmys. Did you?
Don, what we have here...
No, did you win any Emmys?
No, I did not.
Okay. I'm Don Berman of Channel 19 News. We won Emmys, Goldie Showers, and the 5 o'clock weather. You know our track record. You know it all.
Yes, and we also know that Goldie changed his name to Golden after he won those Emmys. And I think that is vile, it is crude, and it is juvenile.
I have no control over what he does. If he wants to change his name to Golden...
You know full well you have control over that. You guys let him change his name back to what it was, his birth name... What parent would give their kid the name Golden with a last name like that?
I don't know. Why don't you go look them up? They live in a trailer park or something like that in Arkansas. I don't know. It's not my business. All I know is the kid won an Emmy. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't fire guys like that. I don't care if his name is Bowel Movement. I don't care if his name...
All right, I understand.
So the point is, when this thing happened out there in Rialto, I was Johnny on the spot, lickety-split, I was on the phone. Now, no, you're right, I was not being taken hostage. You're right that I was not being taken hostage, that in point of fact it was me taking myself hostage, and it wasn't really a hostage situation, and that I was figuratively pointing a gun at my own head, and that any threat to life and limb I was suffering was because of me threatening to kill myself, but I didn't have a gun.
You were going to jump off the roof of the school.
Yeah, with your arms pinning your side, who's going to pin them down?
What?
Who's going to pin your arm down?
Who's going to pin my arm down?
He's asking if you were going to dive off the roof of a school. All right, I got the gist.
I told you I'd swear a blood oath to myself.
Yeah, that you'd keep your arms at your side and you'd hit the cement and you'd die that way.
That's exactly right. I'm just telling you, you can kill yourself any which way. Believe you me, friend, you can kill yourself any which way. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. Thank you very much, Phil.
Then what was the end result, by the way, of you... Did he hang up?
Yeah, he said he'd give us 7 minutes, that was it.
Isn't that nice? Next time that guy wants a spot on the show, you tell him we're busy, okay?
Well, Phil, Don Berman's one of the biggest newsmen in the city.
I don't give a damn. Do I look like I care? He just hung up on me. First of all, he disconnects to make it sound like something violent happened. Now he just hung up on me because... why? Oh, because he... Is that him?
Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Okay. You feel better? What do you want to know?
Goodbye.
Oh, you're not going to hang...
There, I hung up on him.
You guys are like a couple of little boys, you know that?
Margaret.
No, you're like a little couple of little boys.
Phil Hendry's show here.
Get out, Margaret.
You cut it out and shut up. That's what you sound like. I don't want to do the thing that he said.
You done?
Yes.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just get rid of everybody. You, him, and I'll just do this thing by myself.
You'd never make it a day. You wouldn't last 24 hours without all of this help. You've got three bodies in the studio here, all of these guests. You, Phil Henry, you are nothing. Absolutely nothing without the other people that bring their talents to the table each and every night. And I think that's something you need to remember. As a matter of fact, if you've got the guts, and only if you have the guts, I'd like to bring David Hall on to talk about that.
I'm sure you would, but I have another guest to bring on, Doug Danger, and we're going to discuss Batman.
Oh, Batman, well, woo! We have to discuss Batman. Woo!
Hey, man, Batman! Hey, wait, look up in the sky. It's a bird. Now, wait a minute, that's Superman. Batman crawled around on the floor.
Go ahead and get your kicks. You'll be sorry, man. All right, we're coming back. We have Ben Affleck is going to be taking on the role of Batman. It's gotten the so-called Twitterverse a Twitter. And why is that? I don't know. It's, for some reason, people think it's funny that Ben Affleck's going to play Batman. And let's just find out exactly whether or not that's a good thing, a bad thing, or if anybody cares. Let's find out from Doug Danger as we rate the Batman down through Batman, that is, down through the years. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And by the way, I muted the segment, and some people will be pissed at me when I go to Twitter tonight.